Another Saturday, final Saturday in October, college football final underway. We'll have scores and game reports from all over the area and all over the country. And in to handle the Big Ten, the top 25, the Missouri Valley, and the Tommies score. Once again, here's Jonathan Lowe.
Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson. Wonderful seeing you early this week. Wonderful hearing from you again on this wonderful start to the weekend. It's been a glorious Saturday. It's been a glorious start to this weekend. I know that the bad weather's come up. Please enjoy it right now. And you got a lot of people enjoying it across the river, across the Mississippi on the other side of Minneapolis, as it's another wonderful, beautiful, lovely, glorious Saturday in the fall. Y'all, college football here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten down the street at Huntington Bank Stadium, where the Gophers got off to a hot start against Maryland, 21-0 after the first quarter. They lead at 34-10 at the half. Again, Gophers just coming out a blazing out of the bye. They're looking to get to 5-3 on the season and one win from bowl eligibility. We head to Eugene for the next score. They are just about to kick off the second half, and number one Oregon is playing the part today. They are all over number 20 Illinois, 35-3. Again, just about to kick off the second half. They are underway in the third quarter at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa has just gotten into the end zone to go up on Northwestern 19-7 with about 12 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. Finals from earlier today, number four Ohio State had a test against Nebraska. Nebraska's had a tough 2 weeks. They had to go to Indiana, an underrated Indiana team, it turns out, and got walloped. Then they go back on the road to Columbus. They fought their tails off, and they just could not come through in the end. Ohio State scores late, and the Buckeyes get to 6-1, beating the Cornhuskers 21-17. Speaking of those Hoosiers, number 13 in the land, they win again. Washington comes in and leaves Bloomington with an L, 31-17. The Hoosiers are now 8-0 for the first time, if I heard that date correct, 1967. That's a huge gap in time. Think of everything that's changed in the world since 1967, and the Hoosiers are 8-0. Coming up later tonight, it's the Battle of Michigan. Michigan State at Michigan. The Wolverines and the Spartans are both 4-3 on the season, and it'll be number 3 Penn State at Camp Randall to take on Wisconsin. Last night, USC got to 4-4 on the season. They take down Rutgers 42-20. To the top 25 scoreboard. It is early in the third quarter in Orlando. Number 11 BYU trying to get to 8-0 on the season. They lead Central Florida 24-10. At the half in Tuscaloosa, it's not really a contest. The score seems close, but it hasn't really been that close because Mizzou just cannot get anything going offensively. Number 15, Alabama, leading number 21, Missouri, 13-0. Near the end of the first half, 30 seconds to go, Texas has the ball and is driving, trying to get more points on the board. Vanderbilt actually scored first in this game, but the 25th-ranked Commodores have fallen behind 21 straight for the Longhorns. The 5th-ranked Longhorns lead 21-7. Again, 30 seconds to go in the half. Finals from earlier today in East Rutherford at MetLife Stadium. It was number 12 Notre Dame and number 24 Navy. Navy played their worst game of the season, maybe their worst game in a couple of decades. 6 turnovers on the day for the midshipmen, and they take their first loss of the season. Notre Dame wins 51-14 and gets to 7-1 on the year. Number 18, Ole Miss. I'm standing next to Josh here in the studio. Josh, I'm so sorry about this. Number 18, Ole Miss wins today. They fell down near the half, but recovered in the second half. 16-0 in the second half for Ole Miss, and the Rebels beat Oklahoma 26-14 today. Is the season salvageable, sir?
The dream's dead.
Okay.
Bummer.
Yes. Coming up later this evening, it's number 6 Miami taking on Florida State. That annual rivalry will renew, and the Hurricanes are looking to get to 8-0 on the season. Florida State looking for a huge upset. They're 1-6, folks. after being in the top 10 preseason. Unbelievable fall for the Seminoles. Coming up later tonight, number 8 LSU will be in College Station to take on number 14 Texas A&M. Number 16 Kansas State will have their Sunflower battle against Kansas. Number 22 SMU hosts Duke in an underrated game. Both teams are 6-1 on the season. Last night, a huge win for number 17 Boise State on the road at UNLV. The Broncos get to 6-1, drop the Rebels to 6-2, 29-24 the final in Vegas. And then Thursday night, number 19 Pitt stayed undefeated. They get to 7-0 with a 41-13 win over Syracuse. In the Missouri Valley, North Dakota State is a big winner today. They win over Murray State 59-6, get to 8-1 on the year. Coming up in just a little bit at the top of the hour, North Dakota will be on the road to take on Youngstown State. And then later tonight, it's the Battle of South Dakota. South Dakota State taking on South Dakota in Brookings. Both teams looking to get a leg up. South Dakota now 6-1. South Dakota State coming off that loss to the Bison, now 5-2 on the season. So they're looking to rebound against their in-state rival. The Pioneer League, St. Thomas is now on a roll. They have gotten to 5-3 after winning over San Diego 34-14 over at O'Shaughnessy Stadium. They stay undefeated in the Pioneer League. Do the Tommies.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Jonathan. Great job. He'll be back following the news and weather at 5. Another rundown of the Big Ten, the top 25, and more, including that Missouri Valley. How about that? The Coyotes and Jackrabbits from Brookings. Big showdown there in South Dakota. A lot of Minnesota kids go to school there. All right, let's jump into the scoreboard from the area. Let's start in the Northern Sun today. All the games have gone final. It was Northern State beating Concordia St. Paul at Seafoam Stadium. What a wild one. 35-34, Josh Deere filed a report. We'll have that for you coming up. UMD got a win. They beat Minot State 35-21. It's been a struggle as of late for the Bulldogs. We hope to get a game report from Jeff Papas coming up. But once again, UMD beat Minot State 35-21 in Duluth today. Augustana, huge win on the road at Minnesota State in Mankato. The Vikings beat the Mavericks 34-16. Boy, you don't see Minnesota State get beat that badly at home very often. MSU Moorhead beat Southwest Minnesota State in Moorhead today, 38-6. Sioux Falls, a winner on the road at Wayne. The Cougars take them down 23-13. We hope to get a game report on that one a little bit later on in the show. And Winona State knocks off Bemidji State 31-28. So the Warriors beat the Beavers today. And Mary has the week off. Of course, Upper Iowa left the league. And once again, the University of Mary from Bismarck has a week off. Let's jump over to the MIAC today, final Saturday in October. And a lot of big showdowns today in the MIAC. Let's get you all the scores. They are finals. St. John's, number 3, shuts out Gustavus at Clemens Stadium in Collegeville, 34-0. Hopefully Ryan Klinkner will find a phone and give us a call a little bit later on. Concordia 1 in St. Paul, beating McAllister, 44-7. Bethel rolls at Hamlin 70-0. The Royals on a mission. They blow out Hamlin today. Carlton, the winner in Duluth at St. Scholastica, 35-14. And in overtime, Augsburg beats St. Olaf 35-34 at Edor Nelson Field. And hopefully, Downstoner or one of his surrogates will call in with a score today. From the MIAC. Over in the WIAC today, final Saturday in October, and things are really interesting in that league. It is wide open as we head down the stretch. Stout beat Eau Claire today in Menominee 42-24. It was Oshkosh winning big at Stevens Point 42-7. La Crosse wins again. Huge win over River Falls 28-24. And Platteville rallies to beat Whitewater 17-10. Platteville now the team to beat in the WIAC with just 3 weeks remaining in the regular season. Let's check to UMAC now and get you up to date on scores in the UMAC today. It was Greenville at Minnesota Morris, and we hope to get a game report from that one in Morris today before we say goodbye, but Greenville wins at 42-27. Martin Luther beat Westminster in New Ulm today 46-14, and Northwestern, they're on the road at Crown in St. Bonifacius, and that is a 5 o'clock start. So you're up to date on the scores. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into the game reports in a moment. Steve Thompson, Jonathan Lowe, Josh Wheeler, it is College Football Final here on News Talk 830-WCCO. College Football Final here at the end of October already, just a few weeks to go in the regular season, then on to the playoffs for all the area schools. Still a long way to go. Big-time college football, Big Ten, Top 25, SEC, etc. Alabama leads Missouri early in the third, 20-0. In Tuscaloosa, they're 5-2. And I just bring this up. It is Kalen DeBoer's first year. He was at Washington. We all know the story. As a kid from Milbank, South Dakota, played at Sioux Falls College, now the University of Sioux Falls. And I want to throw this out real quick. Just one question. It looks like Alabama's going to beat Missouri today at home and go to 6-2. The Tigers will fall to 6-2. Is Kalen DeBoer on the hot seat at Alabama, or is it just way too early to say that? Josh, you go first. Is Kalen DeBoer on the hot seat?
I think he is. I think it's a fair assessment that it's the standard has been set for a while at Alabama. It's kind of, I'm not going to compare the programs, but it's similar to kind of, you know, an Oklahoma situation where you set the bar so high that you're not necessarily even coming close to that bar right now. I just don't I mean, man, we're seeing some of the probably some of the lowest rankings that that program has seen in a hot minute. And it's just kind of unfortunate that it is that way. I mean, I personally am not an Alabama fan, so I'm fine with where they're at, and I'm fine with kind of how that season has gone for them. But I'm kind of so-so as far as whether or not I can say he's going to be done after this year. I just think, I don't know. It's a weird, how far are we in, like, now 6-7 weeks in? And it's
yeah,
just,
week 8.
But here's the thing. College football kind of goes, it comes and goes pretty quickly. A lot more quicker than the NFL season does, at least, because, you know, we're, what, 3-4 weeks away from this thing kind of wrapping up and us knowing kind of what the bowl games are, et cetera. And I just think that it might end up being a kind of a loose, a light leash for Mr. DeBoer at Alabama. But we'll see.
All right, Jonathan.
By the way, Jonathan, not in studio at the moment.
Oh, okay.
We'll get his take on it here shortly. But yeah, we'll.
He's got other things to do preparing for that scoreboard following the news. Once again, Alabama up over Missouri 20-0. All right, let's get to a game report out of the Northern Sun today. And it was a whale of a football game right there on I-94 in St. Paul at CU Foam Stadium. Northern State in town playing Concordia St. Paul. And a little bit earlier, Josh Deere filed this report.
Well, last week, Concordia St. Paul dropped a game with 12 seconds left to MSU Moorhead at Seafoam Stadium. Today, it was a new opponent, but an eerily similar result as Northern State extended its winning streak to 5 games, scoring with 16 seconds left to defeat host Concordia 35-34, with the difference maker being the PAT. Concordia jumped out to a pair of 17-point leads today, scoring on the opening kickoff when junior St. Paul native and Tartan High School alum Jalen Washington took back the opening kickoff for a 95-yard score. A few plays later, sophomore Byron Sweeney, a defensive back from Galveston, Texas, picked off a pass to give CSP excellent field position. The nation's seventh leading rusher, senior Jalen Richardson, a Northern Iowa transfer, took over from there, picking up his first of 3 touchdown runs on the day as the Golden Bears led 14-0 after 6 minutes. The Wolves would score a pair of touchdowns at inopportune times, though, scoring with 1 second left before halftime to cut it to a 24-14 margin. They'd get the ball first in the third quarter and score again to make it a 3-point game. Late in the fourth, Concordia kicker Jeff Isatala-McGuire cashed in his second field goal of the day, this from 34 yards out, to give Concordia a 34-28 lead with 3.5 minutes left. The Wolves responded with an 11-play, 72-yard touchdown drive to win the game. Richardson led the Concordia offense with 143 yards on the ground and 21 more through the air to go with his three touchdowns. Marshall High School graduate Braden Hilgeman led the CSP defense with a career-high 14 tackles. Northern State quarterback Daniel Britt, a Las Vegas native, completed 15 of 28 for 131 yards. All but eight of those passing yards came on the final drives of the second and fourth quarters. Britt also rushed for 75 yards on seven attempts, with Northern State producing two 100-yard rushers as the Wolves ran for 278 yards and four touchdowns. Britt had one passing and two rushing score for the Wolves. Concordia hits the road next week, heading to 25th-ranked Augustana, who toppled Minnesota State on the road 34-16 today and are now winners of four straight. Northern State will take its five-game winning streak to Minnesota State next Saturday to face a 13th-ranked Maverick team that will certainly drop from its position in the top 25. As always, Steve, thanks for the coverage of small college football here in the Midwest.
All right. No problem. Thanks for sending that report in, Josh Deere. Concordia St. Paul, once again, Northern State beat Concordia St. Paul 35-34. He referred to Augustana. Wins at Minnesota State today 34-16. Huge win for the Vikings. And the Mavericks lose at home. That's a rarity. UMD bounce back. They beat Minot State 35-21. We're trying to track down Jeff Papas for a game report. Hopefully we can get that done before the end of the show at 6. MSU Moore had a winner at home over Southwest Minnesota State, 38-6, long year for the Mustangs. Sioux Falls, big win on the road at Wayne State, 23-13. Not sure if Tom Frederick, who calls the game for the Cougars, or Mike Gross from Wayne America will call in with a game report. And Bemidji State on the road at Winona State. Kevin Reed said it a week ago, tough place to play. Warriors beat the Beavers 31-28. So you're up to date on the Northern Sun. Jonathan Loback in studio. He'll be joining us right after the news and weather for a Big Ten and Top 25 update. But Jonathan, I want to go back to another one. Kalen DeBoer, Milbank, South Dakota, Sioux Falls College, now the head coach at Alabama. Is he on the hot seat? They're taking care of business today over Missouri at home, but 5-2. Nick Saban's at every game, a living legend. That's really a tough spot. Is it, number one, fair for him to – for Nick Saban to be there and be all over the place all the time looking over his shoulder? Or would it have been better if Nick Saban left town and stayed in a studio show in New York somewhere?
It's going to happen, unfortunately, I think, in this day and age. You've got Urban Meyer doing all these Fox Sports pregame shows, but he's also at Ohio State a lot. I believe he also went back to Florida for a little bit. You know, you're going to have these legendary coaches kind of stick around because it's hard to get away from what they've done for decades in their life.
All right. Now, in the time remaining, we've only got about 30 seconds. Is he on the hot seat or is he okay for this?
You can't do this after one season. You can't. I understand that Alabama is probably thinking they're special and they should be 12-0 every year. You can't do it after one season.
Yeah, and they're in good shape now, midway through the third, leading at 20-0. Jonathan Bagg following the news. We'll have the Big Ten, the top 25. Big showdown in the Missouri Valley, South Dakota, South Dakota State. And we'll have more game reports, including that St. John's win over Gustavus coming up. It's college football final. By the way, the Wild drop went on this long road trip to the Flyers. It was a matinee in Philly, 7-5 the final. Their first regulation loss of the year. They'll be in Pittsburgh to close out the road trip early next week. And then they finally come back to the XL Energy Center. All right, let's get an update on the scoreboard. Alabama rolling at home over Missouri. There's a lot going on in the Big Ten. With all of that and more, here's Jonathan Lowe.
Thank you, Steve. Apart from that wonderful shot at the Tigers, that's okay. I forgive you. It's, you know, losses come. Wins come, wins go, losses go. It's all part of the fun. if you're not on the short end of the stick. That's all I got to say. And for a lot of people, they're enjoying the short end of the stick, the long end of the stick, wherever they are. Because across the country, it's just a wonderful, glorious, beautiful Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten. And down the street at Huntington Bank Stadium, where the Gophers have been in control the entire way today against Maryland. The Gophers are going to get to 5-3 on the season. There's 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Maryland does not have, I'm sorry, folks, Maryland does not have a 32-point comeback in them. It would be an utter collapse if the Gophers lost this one. They're up 48-16 and driving. They just started a drive, looks like, with the ball, so they're going to waste some more clock. And it looks like the Gophers will be within one win of bowl eligibility. After a struggle to start the season against North Carolina, a couple of losses in the Big Ten, this is a good turnaround for the Gophers as they continue forward into the month of November. Other scores in the Big Ten, number one, Oregon. They're going to stay undefeated on the season and give Illinois their second loss. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 38-9, the top-ranked Ducks lead the 20th-ranked Illini in Eugene. It's about 6.5 minutes to go, and the scoring drought has been broken. After 37 consecutive points to Iowa, Northwestern gets a punt return for a touchdown. It is still 40-14 Hawkeyes, and the Hawkeyes will go to 5-3 on the season. Earlier today, a couple closer games. Number 4 Ohio State survives against Nebraska 21-17 in Columbus. They win and get to 6-1 on the season. Number 13, Indiana, gets to 8-0 on the season after they take down Washington 31-17. Coming up in a little bit, it'll be Michigan State and Michigan. That's under an hour from now. Also under an hour from now, it'll be the Big Ten game on NBC, the big game of the night on NBC. Number 3, Penn State, trying to stay undefeated on the year. They head to Camp Randall and try to keep the Badgers from jumping around as Wisconsin hosts the Nittany Lions. Last night, USC wins at the Coliseum against Rutgers, that annual rivalry known as Rutgers-USC. Still weird saying it. 42-20 the final. The Trojans and the Scarlet Knights are now 4-4 each on the season. Now to the top 25 scoreboard. Let's just go ahead and get it out of the way. It's in the fourth quarter. There's 11 minutes to play. Number 15, Alabama, is going to crush Mizzou. The score right now is 34-0. The 21st-ranked Tigers are going to get their second loss of the season, both in conference on the road and by drubbings to both Texas A&M and now Alabama. So, Kalen DeBoer, you are safe for another week. And also in the fourth quarter, number 11, BYU. They are trying to fend off Central Florida. Central Florida just got in the end zone, 34-18. The Cougars are trying to get to 8-0 on the season as they stay atop the Big 12. One other score right now that's going on, it is So the last time Mizzou lost, it was, like I said, on the road to Texas A&M. That was the day that Vanderbilt beat Alabama in Nashville. Today, Missouri is going to get beat by Alabama on the road. Vanderbilt's in the game right now with Texas. They just scored to make it 24-17. The 5th-ranked Longhorns coming off that loss to Georgia last week, and the 25th-ranked Commodores still having a tussle, about 4.5 to go in the third quarter. But we'll keep an eye on Nashville once again to see if Vanderbilt can pull off another shocker. Finals from earlier in the day, number 12, Notre Dame. A bevy of turnovers from number 24, Navy, and the game got away from them. The Irish win 51-14 over the Midshipmen. Number 18, Ole Miss, they get a 26-14 win over Oklahoma. The Rebels are now 6-2 on the season. And now we get to a couple of big games tonight. Number 6, Miami and Florida State. This has been a rivalry in very big portions since the 80s. This year, it is a tale of two teams. The Hurricanes are 7-0 on the season. They've escaped a couple of very, very narrow wins. Florida State, the bottom has fallen out. They are 1-6 on the year, trying to save some sort of pride tonight as they take on the Hurricanes in Miami. LSU, number 8 in the country, will take on Texas A&M at Kyle Field. The 14th-ranked Aggies are 6-1. The 8th-ranked Bayou Bengals are 6-1, both undefeated in SEC play. The winner will be on top of the conference. Number 16, Kansas State, tries to get to 7-1. They will host Kansas tonight. Number 22, SMU at Duke. This is an underrated game, folks. Both teams are 6-1 and near the top of the ACC. This is going to be a game to watch later tonight. Last night it was number 17 Boise State. This was an underrated game. They went to Las Vegas to take on UNLV. Both teams only had one loss on the season. The Broncos come out with a 29-24 win in what could be a preview of the Mountain West Championship game coming up in about 5 weeks or so. Number 19 Pitt. They win on Thursday night and get to 7-0 as they beat Syracuse 41-13 at Acrisure Stadium. In the Missouri Valley, it is just about to halftime. 30 seconds left in the first half at the Unidome. Northern Iowa has just tied it up against Missouri State at 21. And again, those two teams fighting for position. Missouri State is 5-2 on the season. Northern Iowa trying to get back closer to 500. They've already lost five games this season so far. North Dakota State, earlier today, they took care of business in Kentucky, taking down Murray State 59-6. It's at the end of the first quarter in Youngstown. Youngstown State and North Dakota tied at 7. The Fighting Hawks trying to get to 6-2 on the season. And coming up in just about 45 minutes from Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium in Brookings, the Coyotes and the Jackrabbits get it on again. South Dakota and South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits trying to rebound from last week's loss to North Dakota State. The Coyotes trying to keep their train rolling after an early loss in the season. And St. Thomas wins their fourth game in a row, fourth in a row in the Pioneer League, 34-14 over San Diego. The Tommies are now tied at the top of the Pioneer League through 8 weeks of the season.
All right, very good, Jonathan. Quite a scoreboard. Great update. Let's get you up to date on the regional scores starting in the Northern Sun. Augustana, your league leader now in the Northern Sun. They win at Minnesota State 34-16, the final. Big win for the Vikings there. UMD back on track. Beat Minot State 35-21. Northern State, a win at Concordia St. Paul 35-34. Northern State in the mix. It was MSU Moorhead beating Southwest Minnesota State 38-6, that game in Moorhead today. Sioux Falls, a win on the road at Wayne State 23-13. Cougars still in the mix. And Winona State beat Bemidji State today 31-28. Here's what's coming up next week in the Northern Sun as we turn the page to November. Mary back in action at Southwest Minnesota State. That'll be an 11 a.m. game. UMD on the road at Winona State. 1 o'clock start there. Concordia St. Paul will travel to Augustana. That'll be a 1 o'clock start. Wayne State, long road trip to Bemidji State. And MSU Moorhead will be on the road at Minot State. That's a reasonable road trip. Moorhead to Minot, that's not a big deal. And then 2 o'clock, Minnesota State on the road at Northern State. Here are the standings in the Northern Sun. Augustana, overall 6-2, 6-1 in conference play. Sioux Falls, 6-2 in conference play, 7-2 overall. They have that win on the road at St. Thomas to get started earlier this year. Minnesota State, 5-2 in conference play, 6-2 overall. Wayne State, 5-2, 6-2 overall. Northern State, 5-3 in conference play. Bemidji State, 4-3. MSU Moorhead, 4-3. Winona State, 4-3. UMD, a huge surprise, just 3-4 in league play this year. Now in the MIAC, here are the finals. You heard Don Stoner's report. Augsburg beat St. Olaf 35-34 in overtime at Edor Nelson Field. Wild finish in that one. Carlton wins in Duluth, beating St. Scholastica 35-14. One of these years, we're going to get a report from Duluth. We'll continue to try to get a game report from St. Scholastica in Duluth. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that. We're not giving up. Bethel beat Hamlin 70-0 today in St. Paul today. Monster day for the Bethel quarterback today. Just impressive game today as the Royals, once again, still have a chance, a very good chance to get to the postseason. Cooper Drew is from Princeton, 24-26, 271 yards, 6 touchdowns, No picks in the game today. Oh, by the way, he rushed for 36 yards in that game as well. So Cooper Drew's huge day for Bethel. Concordia rolls at McAllister 44-7 today. And St. John's, ranked number 3, beat Gustavus 34-0. And here are the standings in the MIAC. St. John's, 5-0 overall, 2-0 in divisional play, 7-0. Meanwhile, that's in the Northwoods. In the Skyline, Bethel, your leader at 3-0, 4-1 in conference play, and 6-1 overall. Let's get back to the schedule next week in the MIAC. Here we go. Coming up first Saturday in November, St. John's in Duluth at St. Scholastica. We have 4 1 o'clock games, Augsburg at Concordia, Carlton visits Bethel, and St. Olaf will travel down to Gustavus in St. Peter. Night game in St. Paul, Hamlin against McAllister, and that is a 7 o'clock start. WIAC today, Platteville, your conference leader, but it was stout beating Eau Claire. The final score, once again, Stout beating Eau Claire in Menominee today, 42-24. Oshkosh beat Stevens Point, 42-7. It was La Crosse beating River Falls, 28-24. And Platteville beat Whitewater, 17-10. Next week in the WIAC, Oshkosh will be in Eau Claire, Platteville to Stevens Point, River Falls travels down to Whitewater, and La Crosse will be in Menominee to play Stout. Finally, in the UMAC today, two finals. Greenville won at Minnesota Morris, 42-27, and Martin Luther beat Westminster, 46-14. And they are underway, Northwestern at Crown in St. Bonnie. That was a 5 o'clock start. So you're up to date on the scores around the area. We're going to take a break and put a wrap on College Football Final here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.